My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Anthony, we haven't had DA on in a while. We gotta have DA back. Just there's a certain vibe that he brings to the show that I think is important.
Damon Amendolara. I gotta work on mine.
Damon,
but yes.
Amendolara.
Yes.
We know. There's just a certain edge and a certain goofiness that I think keeps us in between the white lines. Our lines are very crooked and jagged and
yes, they are
meandering, but we stay where we're supposed to.
For the most part.
Eh. We try. So coming up at 6:30, plenty of news from around the NFL over the weekend, from Puka Nacua's injury to Dak Prescott's contract extension that we haven't had a chance to talk to because we've been almost exclusively talking Commanders since we got back on Monday. But we will take some time to tackle some of those big NFL storylines in an NFL edition of This, That, and the Other Thing coming up at 6:30. But right now, Anthony, it is time for our NFL tier rankings. First of all, without looking at the rundown, do you remember the categories?
Do I remember the... Oh, yes. Okay, so I'll start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
No chance in hell.
Yeah. The no chance in hell.
Yes.
Category is the bottom.
Yep.
I am going to advocate for one team and one team only to be in that category.
Anyway, I think we can do it on three.
Yeah, well, we will do it on... That's the last team we're going to do. Yeah, I don't want to ruin the surprise, but y'all know who it is.
So after that, interesting, but not good enough.
That is correct. That is the third of the four categories. That's going to have a lot of teams in it, I think.
The second one was puncher's chance.
That is correct.
And then... The top one, is that contenders?
That is prime contenders. Anthony Haney remembering the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at you.
Say it ain't so.
I definitely went back in last year's rundown and copied and pasted the categories and then deleted all the NBA teams that were in this the last time we did it because we used the same ranking system during the NBA season. The point is, Anthony, that I think power rankings are silly, and my name's on the show. So I wanted a better way to sort the teams, and I like tiers because it says, hey, which teams are together, and how do we describe them? And, you know, some people like to do a million different categories. I think just, hey, here are the prime cuts. Here's the best of the best. We don't have any real questions about them. It's just which one of these suckers is going to win. And then there's a group below that that's like, they got some issues, but if they figure it out, they could be feisty. There's another group below that that is like, look, they just don't have the horses, but I'm still interested in watching them. And then there's that team has no chance in hell of winning anything. They're not even that interesting. Wake me up next season. And that's going to be one team. I believe that is officially after 1 week in the no chance in hell category. Although there's another team that I don't know what to do with, and it's actually related to the other team, but we'll get there. Okay. Prime contenders. And by the way, this is a unanimous, Anthony and I must agree, so we have to work out all our differences. prime contenders, Anthony. Kansas City Chiefs.
You think they belong?
I think they belong, Anthony. Okay. I don't think that's a bold take. I think I can type that in pretty safely. They were the team I picked to win the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. They went out and beat on opening night the team that was the best team in football last year, and they look awesome.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. I also think the team they beat is still a prime contender, even though they lost.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so we agree on that. The team that won pretty handily last night, I think, is a prime contender.
Yes.
I don't know what to make of the Jets fully. I do know that the San Francisco 49ers are a really good football team, have been a really good football team. They have not lost that many pieces, and in fact, they will get some back later in the season, presuming that Dre Greenlaw returns and Tufunga returns. So I got Chiefs, Ravens, 49ers as prime contenders. Those are probably the easiest ones to agree on. I'm going to throw one more that I think should be pretty easy in my book. And I can't believe I'm saying this based off their franchise history, but are we in agreement that the Detroit Lions are a no-brainer prime contender?
Ooh. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I mean, they beat the Rams, who are a very good football team. They've got multiple years of continuity. They've got talent all over the place. They have studs in Amon-Ra St. Brown. If Jameson Williams is all of a sudden going to be awesome, that's terrifying for defenses. Aiden Hutchinson and a couple other blue chippers on the defensive side. Like, they have an identity. They know who they are. They get along. I don't think there's a thing not to like about the Detroit Lions.
I think they are sort of kind of built like the 49ers, where, you know, they want to be super aggressive, you know, dominate
very
you physically.
Teams. Yeah.
But I just think Detroit, they're a little bit more electric. They have Jameson Williams. They have Jahmyr Gibbs. And then, you know, they also have some, you know, thunder behind them with Montgomery and Laporta. So I like how they're constructed. Defensively, it does concern me, though, just because they're so young and they want to play man. You're going to play man, you got to have, like, some stud corners. So I think as the season goes on, they'll get better and, like, we'll learn more and more about the Lions.
For sure. All right. Then we get to a bunch of other teams. Is there anybody else that you want to nominate that you think I'm just going to go yes, write down, and we can move on?
Yes.
Who would you like to nominate?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
As much as I don't want to do this, I actually agree with you.
Oh, you say you do agree with me?
I do think that we have to put them up here.
Okay.
I don't want to overreact to the end of last season, although I really want to react to the end of last season. And I've said all summer, there's something off with the vibes there. I don't love it, but they put out a great performance in week one. And if that's who they're going to be offensively, then they're a prime contender. Saquon unlocks an even higher level for them. Which is pretty scary. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting once teams get tape on Kellen Moore and what kind of adjustments do they make? Do they start shutting certain things down? Do they have the variety of answers? Because that was the thing last year. It took teams a long time. They started 10-1. But even at the end of that winning streak, they were scraping by against some teams. And they just didn't have a lot of really good answers offensively. And does Kellen Moore have those answers as teams start to make them adjust to certain things and take away the stuff they want to do? But I do think the Eagles are there. Okay, if we're going to say the Eagles are there, what do we do with the Cowboys?
Considering what they did against the Browns, offensively, I thought they had a good outing. Dak looked solid. The defense capitalized. I like Dallas. I like Dallas as a prime contender.
I do too, I think, because I think when I say out loud, it's a team that's a 12-5 team coming off a big win over another team that we think is pretty solid, at least very talented in the Browns, that the defense who lost their D coordinator, wonder where he wound up, looks like they've got some things figured out that they're going to be pretty solid. And they're getting some special teams pop, like, come out blazing in all three phases. I think they probably belong. Like, if I say that, they probably belong. I still have so much question about the running game. But I think for right now, the Cowboys have to be up in prime contenders. But I will say this is the test, right? When we're on the fence about a team, we put them up with the other teams in that bracket. So do the Dallas Cowboys belong in the same category as the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes.
That's where I struggle.
I think so because, again, I think Dak is a top five quarterback. I think Dallas is going to go based off, you know, how Dak is playing. If he's playing exceptional, and they're out here winning 12 games year in and year out. So I think if you're looking at it from that standpoint, I think it's safe to say, you know, we put him in this category. Now, in the playoff success, that's a different story.
Sure. And if you're using the word contenders, then automatically people are like, but what about the playoffs? And you want to know what? That's fair. But we can't answer those questions in the season. Okay, I want to do this. I'm not willing to let the ink dry on the Cowboys and, frankly, the Eagles quite yet. When we get back, I want to start plugging in some of these punchers' chance team. And then I want to re-ask that question. Do the Eagles and Cowboys belong more with the team, the group of teams that we're about to put in punchers' chance, or the Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, and Lions? That's next as we wrap up our NFL tier power rankings here on The Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're rocking our NFL tiers right now, so we're ranking every single NFL team, which teams belong in the prime contenders, the puncher's chance, interesting but not good enough, and then the they got no chance in hell category down at the bottom. We have currently six teams in our prime contenders, the Chiefs, Ravens, 49ers, Lions, Cowboys, and Eagles, but I am reserving judgment on the last two based off what we do with the rest of the teams in the puncher's chance tier. Okay, Anthony, I'm just going to try to roll through some of these teams that won this weekend, and then we can also roll through some losers that I think just because you lost week one doesn't inherently mean you can't be on the top half of the rankings. In fact, the Ravens are still prime contenders, and they lost week one. So, Houston Texans, I think they're definitively a puncher's chance team.
Yep, I would agree.
Okay. Do you want to type these so I can have to go back and forth? Okay, excellent. Because I realize that's just going to slow us down. The Miami Dolphins.
Puncher's chance.
I think they're puncher's chance team. I think that they're going to have to really, like, one, they got to perform a lot better than they did against the Jags. And two, they're going to have to show some consistency that they, you know, maybe did early last year to earn themselves being up high in our tiers. Even though we're scared about what might happen to them in November, December, we try to evaluate as we go. The Buffalo Bills.
Puncher's chance.
You think they're puncher's chance over...
Interesting, but not good.
Prime contender.
I don't think they're a prime contender.
You also don't like Josh Allen.
I like Josh Allen. Let the record... I still haven't even watched that video you sent me to. I got to watch it.
Yeah.
I saw the caption, though.
It's what you said.
Yeah.
So you have watched it in a sense. You lived it. We just, you know, did some clever editing and might be getting you murdered on the internet in the comment section. Okay. If the Bills are in puncher's chance, we need to circle back to that.
Okay. I'll bow them.
I don't know that there's anybody else in the AFC that I want to mention. Okay. NFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm willing to put them in puncher's chance for right now.
Okay.
I don't know how long they last there.
Yeah.
But they're definitely competitive to potentially win the division.
Especially
and they've got continuity. Yeah. Like, again, do I like them as much as some other teams? No. but for 1 week, they belong. The Seahawks, I think they're in puncher's chance. I think they're dumb talented. Yep. And if they can put some stuff together and improve with that coaching staff, like, they're going to be, at the very least, annoying. The Chicago Bears.
We need to see more.
I think we do, but the whole point of puncher's chance is kind of, hey, if some things come together, like, I actually think puncher's chance should be one of the biggest categories coming out of week one if we're doing these rankings right.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Their defense definitely did stand up, too.
And defense, we special teams.
Second half of the season. Yeah. So,
like, Caleb's not going to throw for 93 yards most weeks. He's going to be way better than that. Their offense is going to be way better than that. They're too talented. He's too talented. And it's not going to be pretty inconsistent every single week. But, like, God forbid he figures it out by week 12 with how good their defense is. Like, that's a team that could mess around and be a pain in the butt. The Packers, obviously, they're going to have a rough couple weeks here without Jordan Love. But I think in the long term, like, I almost feel like we need to put them in and then just be like, okay, we're giving you immunity for whatever happens the next 4 weeks unless their defense completely falls apart.
If we're going to give them immunity, why wouldn't we just put them in interesting but not quite good enough?
Because they will be good enough because Love is coming back. So it's not that they're not good enough. It's just they're not going to be good enough for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So right. I think they're a puncher's chance. The Rams, I think, are a puncher's chance team.
Yes, they are.
Despite a week one loss. And then the Falcons, I mean, they definitely, if they're going to play like they did this week, they're definitely not good enough. And they're definitely interesting. But I think in the long term, I'm still going to go with my preseason. They should be in puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hold up. We're missing a team.
Who are we missing?
The Steelers.
Yeah, if TJ Watts is playing, that's fair.
He is a one-man wrecking crew.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm good with that. I'm good with the Steelers. Is there anybody else you want to nominate?
Nah, Steelers were probably my biggest. Yeah, Steelers.
Okay, so then becomes, here's my question. If the Buffalo Bills are a puncher's chance team, do we really think the Eagles and the Cowboys are that much better than the Bills, that's the neighborhood they belong in, is prime contenders versus puncher's chance? Like, are the Cowboys and the Eagles more like the Ravens and the Niners or like the Bills and the Texans?
They're more like the... I think they're more like the Ravens and the Chiefs, to be honest, from a talent standpoint. I think if you look at the Eagles offensively, they have one of the best offenses that can combat any of the other teams that you have on here. And then defensively, we know what they can be. It's more so they just had a terrible year last year defensively. They have the talent though up front. They have, you know, some pieces on the back end. Same with Dallas. I think both of them are closer to, I mean, you can even probably group the Texans in, to be honest. I think the Texans
I need to see more from the Texans.
Yeah, you would need to see more from Texans. But the Eagles and the Cowboys, they've been doing this the last couple of years. I don't know. I think the Eagles have taste in your mouth since.
Yes, but I also think the Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, and Lions are like on a different level than everyone else. And for prime contenders, I think that's where my cutoff would be. I'll let you have it for this week. You have it for this week.
Okay.
We're gonna revisit this next week. But I'm stating for the record, if this was Craig's ratings, not Craig and Anthony's ratings, I don't feel strongly enough to overrule you here.
All right, what about one of the teams then? If you had to pick one team,
I'd probably pick the Eagles.
Okay.
To stay and the Cowboys to drop.
All right, that's a bet.
Because I just think they have more talent. No, we're gonna keep it. You've made your bet. Lie in it. Okay. That leaves an interesting but not quite good enough. The Chargers, who are going to win way more games than they should because Jim Harbaugh is a freaking genius. That leaves the Patriots, who all of a sudden are interesting because they won. That leaves your Colts, who I think could very easily, with a good 2 weeks, be in puncher's chance. That leaves the Jags. That leaves the Bengals, who I'm actually going to say interesting but not good enough based off of how badly they played. You lose to the Patriots. Either the Patriots are going to be way better, and we apologize to all the bad things we said about New England, or the Bengals don't. They're going to have to earn getting back up to puncher's chance, nevertheless, where they want to be, which is prime contenders. Raiders, interesting, not good enough. Broncos, they have a rookie quarterback. They're interesting. They're not good enough. The Jets, actually, we should probably put in puncher's chance, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
I know they got whacked a bit by the 49ers last night, but their defense is good enough. Rodgers is going to knock some more of the rust off.
Figure it out.
Yep. That running game is not going to be as bad as it was last night. I actually think we add the Jets to puncher's chance. Titans, interesting, not good enough. Browns, they should just be in a toxic waste bin somewhere else. The Watson thing is horrifying if you read it. Yeah. And it is absolutely on par with exactly who I think he has been based off of all the available evidence of all the abuses that he has committed. Won't touch that one other than that today. The Saints, they won. They're interesting, but not quite good enough. The Vikings, they won. Interesting. Probably ultimately not good enough with Darnold at the helm. The Bucks, we already put. Lions, Cowboys, Seahawks, Bears, Packers, Rams. Commanders, definitely interesting. Not good enough. Giants, I don't know how interesting they are. They could be a nominee to drop very quickly into no chance. But yeah. I'm not doing that the week before they play the Commanders.
I mean, it's the fact that they're having questions about their quarterback week after week one. That's very concerning. So, yeah.
They're close.
I think they'll be fat.
They got the least valuable house in the neighborhood. Cardinals, interesting, but not good enough. And that, I think, is everybody.
Except.
But, ladies and gentlemen, your first nominee into the no chance in hell category. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game. Except for anything could be finer. They stink. And maybe they'll stink like the Broncos stunk last year. In the back half of this year, they'll pull some stuff out. I hope that for them. But they stink.
Yep.
And if the Giants lose to the Commanders, and it, especially if it's convincing, the Giants are going down next week. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get too far down that road. I don't want to count chickens before they hatch. The other team that I struggled with, Anthony, I said it was related to the Panthers, is the Saints. Because, like, I guess when you put up 47, you're definitely interesting, but are interesting but not good enough. We're not giving the Saints credit for being interesting? I guess. Hey, I don't know what to do with them otherwise. They don't belong in puncher's chance.
Yeah. Derek Carr just had a good outing.
Yeah. So let's see what they do this week.
Yeah.
Maybe the Saints will continue to be interesting.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right. That's our first group of tier rankings. Prime contenders. Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, Lions, Eagles, Cowboys, puncher's chance. Texans, Dolphins, Bills, Bucks, Seahawks, Bears, Packers, Rams, Falcons, Steelers, Jets. Interesting, but not quite good enough. Chargers, Patriots, Colts, Jags, Bengals, Raiders, Broncos, Titans, Browns, Saints, Vikings, Commanders, Giants, barely, Cardinals, no chance in hell, the Carolina Panthers. Any of those sound wrong? Anybody we need to move based off the vibe?
Nah, I think everybody is where they deserve to be.
And thus closes the book on week one of our NFL tiers. When we get back, we open up the book of the top headlines from the weekend, non-Commanders edition, here on The Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.